Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Everyone gets one except me. So we're reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 1, observing the armies, text number 40. Is that right? 40?
Yes.
Adharma Vivat Krishna.
Adharma Vivat Krishna.
Pradu Shanti Kalaspriya.
Pradu Shanti Kalaspriya.
Sri Sudhishthira Shivarshneya.
Sri Sudhishthira Shivarshneya.
Jayante Varna Sankara.
Jayante Varna Sankara.
San Adharma Vivat Krishna.
Adharma Vivat Krishna.
Pradu Shanti Kulashtriya.
Pradu Shanti Kulashtriya.
Sri Sudhishthasu Parshneya.
Sri Sudhishthasu Parshneya.
Jayante Varna Sankara.
Jayante Varna Sankara.
Adharma.
Adharma.
Irreligion.
Irreligion.
Abhibhavat.
Abhibhavat.
Having become predominant.
Having become predominant.
Krishna.
Krishna.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
Pradu Shanti.
Pradu Shanti.
Become polluted.
Become polluted.
Kulastriha.
Kulastriha.
Family ladies.
Family ladies.
Sri Shu,
Sri Shu,
by the womanhood,
by the womanhood.
Dushtasu,
Dushtasu,
being so polluted,
being so polluted.
Varshneya,
Varshneya,
O descendant of Vrishni,
O descendant of Vrishni.
Jayate,
Jayate,
comes into being,
comes into being.
Varna Sankaraha,
Varna Sankaraha,
unwanted progeny,
unwanted progeny.
Get some water.
When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, the women of the family become polluted. And from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted progeny. Please repeat, when irreligion is prominent in the family.
When irreligion is prominent in the family.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
The women of the family become polluted.
The women of the family become polluted.
And from the degradation of womanhood.
And from the degradation of womanhood.
O descendant of Vrishni.
O descendant of Vrishni.
Comes unwanted progeny.
Comes unwanted progeny.
Should we water the apple?
Would you like some more water?
Yes. It's a strange taste to it.
Really? Do you want me to change it out? We have purified water also.
Yeah, that's all right. It's nice having a strange taste sometimes. Please repeat. When irreligion is prominent in the family.
When irreligion is prominent in the family.
O Krishna.
O Krishna.
The women of the family become polluted.
The women of the family become polluted.
And from the degradation of womanhood.
And from the degradation of womanhood.
O descendant of Vrishni.
O descendant of Vrishni.
Comes unwanted progeny.
Comes unwanted progeny.
Purport. Good population in human society is the basic principle for peace, prosperity, and spiritual progress in life. The Vanashram religion's principles were so designed that the good population would prevail in society to the general spiritual progress of state and community. Such population depends on the chastity and faithfulness of its womanhood. As children are very prone to be misled, women are similarly very prone to degradation. Therefore, both children and women require protection by the elder members of the family. By being engaged in various religious practices, women will not be misled into adultery. According to Chanaka Pandit, women are generally not very intelligent and therefore not trustworthy. So the different family traditions or religious activities should always engage them, and thus their chastity and devotion will give birth to a good population eligible for participating in the Vanashram system. On the failure of such Vanashram dharma, naturally the women become free to act and mix with men, and thus adultery is indulgent at the risk of unwanted population. Irresponsible men also provoke adultery in society, and thus unwanted children flood the human race at the risk of war and pestilence. Text 40 again. Dharma about Krishna.
Dharma vivat.
You really won't have to say it again. Pradushanti kulastriya sri shudushtar shivashneya shayante varna sankara. When irreligion is prominent in the family, O Krishna, women of the family become polluted, and from the degradation of womanhood, O descendant of Vrishni, comes unwanted population. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthavutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatam Deve Gauravani Vrisharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pasadhyade Tasharane. It's obvious that Bhagavad Gita and Prabhupada's purports don't fit sometimes into the general sentiment of modern society. That to say someone is less intelligent is like, I guess that's probably the worst thing you can tell someone. You can curse them, you can throw them over a bridge, but don't call them less intelligent. Of course, here less intelligent doesn't mean that women, for instance, can't be doctors and lawyers or whatever else. Because anyone who's usually a doctor and lawyer and anything else, from the spiritual point of view, is less intelligent unless they're engaged in Krishna's service. To think that I'm a doctor or I'm a lawyer or I'm a butcher or a baker or a candlestick maker is less intelligent because we're not the body. Therefore, if someone becomes disturbed because they say women are less intelligent, we'll probably say, if you think you're a woman, then you're definitely less intelligent. And if you think you're a man, also you're less intelligent. Because the body we have is simply has nothing to do with us at all. Any more than our hat or our coat, whatever we have. If you said, well, I don't like the color of your shirt. So if you went home and cried because I didn't like the color of your shirt, well, that wouldn't be very intelligent. Similarly, none of us are actually materially man or woman. We're not black or white or rich or poor because we have nothing to do with the body. We're simply a spiritual soul. But generally in the material world, unless one is trained in Krishna consciousness, both men and women have a tendency to identify with their bodies, but generally in the material world, women have more of a tendency to identify with their bodies. That's just how Krishna has arranged the material nature. Because unless women identify themselves somewhat with their bodies, then it would be very hard to have family life. On the other hand, if men didn't identify themselves with their bodies, we wouldn't have family life either. But men have the ability to at least understand more clearly the fact that we're not this body and that we should simply learn to become aloof from things like family life. Because ultimately, if we want to, of course, family life in itself is not, there's nothing wrong with family life.
if it's used in Krishna service. If one has the transcendental strength to consider that actually my wife is Krishna's servant, my children are Krishna's servant, my home belongs to Krishna, that's like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura was praying, mana sadeho geho yoki chumora, that my mana sadeho, my mind, my wife, mana sadeho deho geho, my house, my body, everything, it actually belongs to Krishna. And if we utilize the Krishna service, then we become free from all our misconceptions. It doesn't really matter who one is. If one believes in Krishna, one understands that one is a servant to Krishna and utilizes the body in Krishna's service, then one will become liberated from the bodily concept of life. And one will become enlightened as to the spiritual concept of life. But we can see in the material world, in modern society, that generally women are less intelligent. Why? Because they've been convinced by cunning men. I remember I was here in Dallas, and Prabhupada arrived at the airport. I had the good fortune of walking with Prabhupada holding the umbrella over his head. And we arrived, we came to the place where they did their interview, which was on ITV. And we see one lady was challenging Prabhupada that, you know, how can you say that women are less intelligent? That, oh, she did not less intelligent, subordinate. So Prabhupada said, well, you're saying to the man, please take me as your servant. And generally, Western ladies, they don't like to hear this at all. They can't agree with it at all. They think Prabhupada was like some, you know, old man from India who had some quaint ideas about women being subordinate. But then again, if you look at Western society, I don't know, I think only around 10% of ladies have children or in their original, 10% of the children are in their original families. I remember being with Prabhupada in America in different temples, and Prabhupada was constantly bringing the point up. He said, you think that, you know, you have your independent, you have your free will. Your free will either to kill the child or to beg from the government. So Prabhupada said, do you think that's very nice to one of the reporters? And she said, well, you know, we need, that's our free will. And Prabhupada turned to one of his disciples and he said, that's 32 ounces. In other words, somehow or another, ladies have been convinced that they're actually free. They're free to do what? They're free to either kill the child or to beg from the government. A man is saying, you're free. You and me are both equal. I have no responsibility because we're both equal. Therefore, I impregnate you. I go away because we're both equal. And you have to kill the child and beg from the government. So that kind of equality is not very auspicious. Spiritually, everyone's equal. Anyone who engages sincerely in Krishna service can get out of the bodily concept of life and go back to the spiritual world. From that point of view, everyone is equal. But from the point of view that men and women are exactly the same, because there was one man who was, I think they somehow or another arranged it that he could have a child. But that's not normal. Spend $300,000 so a man can have a child. It's like a dog is barking. People are throwing rocks at it, trying to get it to shut up. But they'll pay $50 to go to a circus and hear a man bark. So the dog is barking, it's disturbing everyone, no one wants to hear it. But some man in a circus is barking, people are paying money to hear it. Millions of women are having children, there's no big deal. But if a man could have a children, they'll spend hundreds and thousands of dollars. Of course, the man's not really having the child. They're just making some artificial arrangement. A little better. It's probably worse for a while. The point is that if we can understand that we're not men or women, then the result is we can understand that we should just simply take our position in the material world, and if we serve Krishna in that position, then everyone has an equal chance of going back to the spiritual world, which is the goal. And if one can't accept that, one wants to become some independent personality in this world and somehow or another get ahead in the world in one's own conception of life, then one is less intelligent, whoever one may be. Because one will simply entangle oneself in the material conception of life more and more, and therefore have to take another body. Now I may have a man's body, or I may have a woman's body. But if my next lifetime I become a rat or a cat, what is the benefit? How have I made any progress? Just because I had some false idea that I was getting ahead in the material world. And the most entangling thing is to have children and not take care of them. It's one thing to have a car and not to take care of it. One will receive some karma like that. But to have another soul invite them into the world and then not to take care of them, then one will get into very great sinful reactions for that. Therefore, this idea that sex life is like I think nowadays, I guess it would be just like a hobby. You know, I have nothing to do with it tonight. You know, there's nothing good on television. Why don't we just have some sex? People have just kind of lost what the significance of life is, what existence is. They think it's some kind of sense, only for sense enjoyment. You know, let's eat Fritos. No, let's have sex. No, I'd rather eat Fritos. Let's toss a coin. There's no sense of responsibility for what we're doing. People don't realize that Krishna says, Jagnat Shishashana Santo, Bhujante Sarvakil Vishai, Bhujante Tate Vakam Papam, Ye Pajanat Vakarana. The devotees of the Lord, they're released from all kinds of sin, because they eat food which is offered first for sacrifice. Others who eat food for personal sense enjoyment verily eat only sin. So because people are so much absorbed in sense gratification, they'll eat anything just to see what it tastes like. Even when Prabhupada was here, Prabhupada's disciples were telling them that in certain chic restaurants in the Lower East Side, people are eating fetuses. Yeah, people eat anything in North Korea, in South Korea. They eat cockroaches. Just like we go to sometimes in New York at least, they have pretzels and they have a glass box and people are selling pretzels in a glass pot. So in the streets of South Korea, they have cockroaches. And you go there and you pick out your cockroach. And sometimes people, they take it and they bite off its head and then they eat it. Or sometimes they just like to feel the cockroach running down their throat. They like the sensation. As you know, Tamil Krishna Maharaj, when he was in China, he went to one province with the head of the province because he was going as a businessman, and the head of the province offered to prepare a feast for him. So he said, well, I'm a vegetarian, I only eat vegetarian food. So he said, yes, we'll prepare a vegetarian food for you. So they gave him a cake, and Tamil Krishna Maharaj said, well, are you sure it's vegetarian? He said, yeah, we're 100% sure it's vegetarian. So he said, what is it made out of? He said, insects. Because they thought insects are vegetarian. I remember Thakurjarvis first time he initiated a Chinese devotee. He asked him, what are the five regular principles? So he said, no meat, no fish, no eggs, no illicit sex, no gambling, no intoxication. And he said, what else? He said, no snakes. So because we can't control our tongue, we eat anything and everything nowadays. So therefore, all the other senses become agitated also. Therefore, people, if they don't control their tongue, they have no conception of what a human being is supposed to eat. Now they have on the streets, they have vending machines where you can buy these, I don't know the French delicacies are, but one of them is caviar, fish eggs. You can just put in your, I guess it's $5 bill and you can get your little fish eggs come out. It's like $5 for your card at the airport and $5 for the fish eggs. And I think they have another, you know, they sell also in that same machine little prawns, little fish. Because that's what people want. I mean, what to speak of that? You just go anywhere in America and they take a lobster, a live lobster, and they put it into boiling water. Right before, people just watch as the lobster gets boiled alive. Mm. And then they eat it. So people have no conception what life is, what death, they have no idea what's going on. Therefore they eat anything, and because then their tongue, they'll smoke anything, they'll take any kind of intoxication. And their whole life is just completely, whatever their senses are demanding, that's what they're doing. And if there's children, well then you just try and kill it. And if you can't do that, well, you know, just let it, we get an education on the street.
Take them with you to the bars or where, I've seen that before.
Yeah. I remember I had some friends, they were giving their child, who was like 2 months old, LSD. Yeah, because they figured LSD was the path to enlightenment, and they figured we wasted so much time, we should try to give this little kid an opportunity to get enlightened, even from 2 months old. So this is Kali Yuga, and then if we say it's not a good idea to just have, you know, one should control one's senses, because otherwise, if you have children, you're not prepared to take care of them, then what kind of upbringing they'll get? But people don't really care, because they themselves are animals, or less than animals, and therefore they figure, well, it's just another animal. They can go on the street and find something to eat like we did. No worries. This is called Vanasanga. In Peru, they have what's called piranhas. You know the piranhas? Mm. So they have little piranhas, little fish with, little tiny fish with huge teeth. And piranhas, they're still there, but they have their own. They have their only. They're only allowed in a certain section. Actually, it said they grew up. Many of the piranhas. Piranhas would be like they had 50 little kids. Someone would be walking down the street, and they all attack the man, and take everything, including his clothes, from him. There were like 700,000 piranhas in Lima at one time.
Kids?
Yeah. You're
talking about human beings?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Because you have 50 little kids, just like here in America. They have, what do they call it, when they have like 20, 30 teenagers, they go into a 7-Eleven and just steal everything. Because there's so many of them, they can't get you can't catch them. So they had like 30, 40, 50 little kids, and they just jump on someone, and just cover them, rip everything off of them. And no one, what could they do? They're just completely outnumbered, and then disappear into the dark. But now they grew up, so now they're kidnapping people. Because, you know, just get a few hundred dollars from someone is nothing. If you, all our fellow piranhas, we've grown up and we've graduated, and now we can do kidnapping. So that's what they're doing nowadays, kidnapping people. Because, you know, there is no training. What is the training? Go to school, find out that you're the body, and the the goal of life is, if you get an education, you can learn how to cheat people. Get a business degree in business so you can convince something that something that's worth nothing, you got to pay, you know, $500 for, for $1,000. Advertisement. As I mentioned that, in China, one boy became so absorbed wanting to get a new iPad and an iPhone that there was advertisements in the Chinese newspapers that if someone donates a kidney, they'll get $5,000. So that he donated his kidney to get $5,000 to get a new iPad and an iPod. Because there's no education. People think that they have no idea what the value, purpose of life is, what to speak of the value of life. And therefore they're willing to do anything what they can get away with for their sense gratification. Because that's what they believe is the highest aim of life. Krishna says they believe that to gratify their senses and to the end of life is the prime necessity of human civilization. And therefore there can be no measurement for their anxiety. So especially if there are Vana Sankara, where there's no education, then what will they be? They'll be animals or less than animals. And the whole society will become disturbed. What are you going to do if 50 kids see you and decide that one day that here's a person walking down the street, we're hungry, let's grab them, eat them. I got the wishbone. You see 10 kids on one side, another. Let's make a wish. So that time is actually coming, according to the Bhagavatam. As things get more and more degraded, then people, well, they won't think we're hungry, you know, here's a person, he's looks like he has a little meat on him. We're not going to cook him because we're raw. We only eat raw. And he's organic because we're... We're not going to add any chemicals or preservatives or anything. Actually, one of the QVC members, he was telling me that in the resistance in Italy during World War II, they used to capture the Germans, especially the fat ones. And that was their food. Because there was no other food, so therefore, when you're hungry enough, you'll eat anything. And they said that, at least his father said, the fat ones actually were pretty good. I mean, we think it's kind of like absurd, but actually, just consider when the sages of Namasharanya heard that someone was beating a cow, they couldn't believe it. It was just completely out of the way. It was beyond their conception
that anyone would ever do anything like that. And yet, nowadays, it's just, if you beat a dog, you'll get arrested. If you beat a cow, or kill a cow, you're considered a good businessman. Or a chicken, or whatever, or little chicks. These little chicks, they just ground them up. They feed them to the cows, too. Make little pellets out of the little chicks. These little fluffy things that are, you know, little children play with them, you know, as a toy, they get a toy one. But the real ones, they ground up. So that's what people are at. So what to speak of their own, Prabhupada said, when he heard in the airport that they were throwing our books away into the garbage, he said, well, what can you do? They're throwing their own children away. And that's a fact. At O'Hare Airport, regularly they find children in lockers. The mothers would just put them in a locker, and 25 cents, and they're gone. That's what it costs, the locker. They just abandon them. And then the persons who collect the money from the locker, you know, because if you didn't pay, then they come and they open the locker. And they found children in there regularly. They're just abandoned children. So that's Kali Yuga. People are not educated. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the purpose of life is. And these children will grow up, like in Romania. The head of the communist government there, I forget his name, they took all these children from the street and raised them as orphans. But they were part of their more or less army. Would they do anything on behalf of the their fearless leaders? Till one day, at the end of the revolution, then they lined up the fearless leaders, and the same people, all of these same children that they raised, more or less to be head of their hit squads, they eliminated their fearless leader, the head of the So, Vana Sankar. So with all those interesting stories, we'll stop there. Hopefully you can sleep tonight.
So, I have a question. So what would the wise woman, mother, goal should be, like to raise a kid? I mean, is it to balance the life, spiritually, physically, giving the education to make it stronger? Or spiritually, like also to make them understand,
both are important. Unless someone is healthy, then it's very difficult to make advancement in spiritual life, because one will be too concerned with one's physical well-being. So both, we have to simultaneously, as we're cultivating spiritual knowledge, then we also have to have a healthy life. It even says that in the Bhagavad Gita. But one should desire a healthy life, self-preservation.
Everything, making strong also to fight the bad things and bad people also.
It's like Pariksha Maharaj. Yeah, just stronger, not physically necessarily, but in this age, we're healthy, you don't have to teach them how to lift weights, become an Olympic champion, degree black belt. Just enough so that they can do their service, their duties, in a healthy way. And at the same time, be able to cultivate Krishna consciousness.
I have one more question. If you read in India at past times, ancient times, even Dashrata, who's Rama's father and Krishna's father, Vasudeva, has so many wives. Three wives, Dashrata has, Vasudeva also has. I mean, Krishna, like, the story I heard it, like, why Krishna married, because when he came as a Rama avatar, he went for marriage to Sita Mata on their town or city, and all the girls wants to marry, and he fulfilled their wishes when he came as a Krishna avatar.
That's like kind of story I heard.
Yeah, there's so many stories.
But why would they, like, they're wise men, religious, everything. They kept so many, like, two, three wives.
It was just the culture. Because generally probably said that there are more ladies than there are men, and women are supposed to be protected, so who's going to protect them?
There were more ladies' population back then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then there were so many renunciates also. So if you have so many vanaprastas, so many sannyasis, so many people with lifetime brahmachari, then how will the women get married?
I don't know.
Anything else? Okay, we'll stop there. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Premanande. That was actually recorded. Huh?
Oh, that's Krishna Mangla watching.
Well, that's
FaceTime.
He's waving to him around.
There will be some light prasadam. We have some cheesecake and some
pear
chip cookies.
I only eat heavy prasadam at night.
We have some ginger tea. So if you could all stay seated, we'll bring the prasadam.
What is the program that you use for recording?
Oh,